Hey guys, today I'm going to share with you something that I cannot believe someone said on one of our discovery calls this week with a prospective client. Stay tuned, but first we got to cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, so as you guys know, last Friday I had the privilege of speaking with none other than Gary Vaynerchuk. Let me share like one little piece of gold that he mentioned in his speech. It's amazing. And I agree with him so much on this. One of the things that Gary shared is that we have a limited window of opportunity with Facebook and Instagram ads. Facebook and Instagram ads are underpriced still. They're affordable. If you're saying they're not affordable, it's because you're not selling the right products or you don't have the right funnel in place. I gotta put that out there. Every single person needs to start building their list and selling products and using Facebook ads to jumpstart their progress. And sometimes people will say, well, Rachel, I can't do that. I don't have a long, you know, I don't have a ton of cash flow or whatever it is. I am straight up here to tell you there are no excuses to not use Facebook ads. Am I saying that right? There's no excuses. Yes, there's no excuse that's valid as to why you should not be using Facebook ads. In fact, there are awesome things that you can use. For example, if you take out a business credit card, which hopefully if you're responsible with your money over time, you'll be able to get a credit card. I highly recommend actually running some Facebook ads on a credit card because you get points back, you can pay it off with the cash flow of your business. And that was one of the ways that I was able to scale my business all through, you know, self-funding with some credit cards, but we pay them off every single month. If we aren't able to pay off the balance in a month, it means I did something wrong. The ads aren't working the way that they should. My funnels need to be tweaked. But not only that, especially if you're in the United States and some other countries as well, PayPal, for example, has working capital. They have working capital. So what you can do is if you've collected client or student or customer payments through PayPal, you can actually get a working capital loan from PayPal, and they make a decision in like 30 to 60 seconds. So literally you can be funded in 30 to 60 seconds. You have no excuse to not be running Facebook ads. The only time it isn't appropriate is if you truly cannot afford it and do not have a product to sell. So if you have a product to sell, you know your cost per acquisition, you know your lifetime value, you know what the numbers look like, you need to be running Facebook ads. It's a limited window. No excuses. Clearly, I'm also passionate about it, not just because Gary is, but because I know the power that Facebook ads can have on your business. Now, after that little rant, I just wanted to share with you that when I was at the event in Rochester, one of the things that happened that was really cool is a lot of people reached out to me after the event because I shared a couple of the different things that we've had happen for our clients. We've had clients where I've been, you know, a part of launches where we've gotten hundreds of leads that are completely self-liquidating. And what that means is we are literally running lead generation where the tripwire on the first step actually pays for the cost of the Facebook ads. So essentially they're building their lists for free. I did this for one of my clients recently and we were generating about 100 leads per day for free. And that means everything that's sold after that point is pure profit. Oh, I get so excited about that. It's just so beautiful. It's juicy. But not only that, you know, we have one client who used to do about $100,000 a year in revenue before we came on board, and we were able to blow her business up to over $2 million in revenue over the last 9 months, which is phenomenal and so exciting. Another example of this was one of our clients who we took from $4,000 months to her record high of $286,000 months, but that's not it. I had another client where we spent $800 on Facebook ads and generated $18,000 in sales. And when I talk about these things, I get really excited, and here's why. It is not just about making rich people richer. The clients that we partner with are oftentimes normal people. They're people who have a dream and a vision, and they've started their businesses. They're already on their way to becoming established, but they're not at a place where their business is dominating. And when you bring in like a jetpack, I always kind of joke, but I'm not really joking, that if you strapped a jetpack to the back of your business, that's what happens when you hire us. That's exactly what it's like. And the reason I get so passionate about it is because I know my clients personally. I know that they have sports for their kids that they need to afford, that they have dreams, that they're helping other people. I know that my clients are passionate about this, the services and products that they're bringing to the world and the lives that are being changed. That's pretty powerful, right? Don't you say like, oh my gosh, I never thought about it that way. Like, I want to help people through my clients' businesses. Or maybe you're one of those business owners who's like, I wish I could reach more people. So I share my stories with passion, with excitement. I will straight up tell you, you will never meet a marketer who can out-care me when it comes to clients. I care so much about our clients. And that shows in when I give my speeches. I share the stories of my clients and I'm so passionate and excited about it because I know we can transform their businesses and their lives and create a ripple effect. Now, when I shared that in my Rochester speech, when I shared that, one of the things that was really crazy is someone actually contacted me and we had a discovery call this week because he's been watching me for a while. And then he said, when I saw you talk, I knew I had to message you. I had to get into contact with you. So he got into contact with me and we had this awesome discovery call. I know him. I know he's full of integrity. He wants to change the world. Awesome guy. And when I asked him what his 1-year goal was for his business, his answer is kind of shocking. He said, my goal is that 1 year from now, when you're up on stage, it's my business that you're telling stories about. Oh, that's it. That's what this is about. I'll catch you on the next episode.